In noting the similarities between the rise of the Nazis and modern America, Dr. Len Horowitz said, "Today, with AIDS, mad cow disease, chronic fatigue, and the rest, history is apparently repeating. In fact, even the message is the same. The millions of Holocaust victims were told they were going into showers for public health and disinfection. That's why we are being told to get vaccinated. Virtually nothing has changed. Not even the message." The late Donald W. Scott, schoolteacher and author of The Brucellosis Triangle and a Canadian political candidate, has speculated that as far back as the 1940s, there existed a high-level agenda to research a viral pandemic of brucellosis by testing it on unwitting U.S. citizens, a project Scott suggests was initiated by persons holding sway over government officials. The Washington corner of the Brucellosis Triangle, with its military, NIH, National Institutes of Health, Treasury and Justice Department components, have had their ties to and have largely taken their directions from the New York corner dominated by the Rockefeller interests. And the Rockefeller interests, through the agency of the CFR, Council on Foreign Relations, the Rockefeller Institute/University, the Cold Spring Harbor Laboratory, the Rockefeller Foundation, and the Chase Manhattan Bank, now simply Chase, have constituted a vast machine of power and baleful influence whose parts have meshed together in an effort to maintain that power. As detailed in my book, The Rise of the Fourth Reich, the Rockefeller family laid the foundation for many of America's major medical institutions, beginning at the end of the Civil War. Besides funding universities and the eugenics movement, Rockefeller largesse includes such entities as the Rockefeller Sanitary Commission, the Rockefeller Institute for Medical Research, now Rockefeller University, and the General Education Board, which expended massive funds on medical schools to produce doctors inclined to allopathic medicine, the predominant use of drugs and surgery. But many question whether overpopulation truly is a problem of the magnitude being argued by the wealthy 1% and their corporate mass media.